This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. Artist Don Drum has been a fixture of the Northeast Ohio art scene for nearly 50 years. And on this week's State of the Arts, Drum takes me behind the scenes to see how he works. At 83, Don Drum still works nearly every day at his Crouse Street Studios near downtown. Drum shows me a large and noisy polishing machine that his team is using to put the finishing touches on a metal bowl he designed.
These machines have thousands of ball bearings, and they beat against the piece and they polish the aluminum.
The chain from Drum's initial ideas to these finished products is in and of itself a work of art.
Okay, these are pieces that are going off to have castings made from them.
The castings are made from molds Drum designs. They often start out as sketches on the backs of diner napkins and paper placemats. He then works them up as prototypes and sends them to foundries across Ohio. After that, Drum's company can order copies of the same design over and over again.
Small things. Some of these small things we'll do in pewter, some we'll do in aluminum. These are all aluminum. St. Francis faces. I do a lot of faces. That's my fun thing to do.
You can spot Drum's faces and his iconic sons around Akron, on office walls, the sides of buildings, and even nestled on front porches. He takes me across the street to his private studio, where the door is guarded by a yellow lab named Sam.
He's old. Oh, you're not guarding. You're not doing your job. Go ahead, close that door.
We sit down in a cluttered room with rows and rows of cubbies lining the walls, all numbered with odds and ends accumulated over a long career.
My grandfather was a blacksmith and carpenter, and my father was an ace mechanic and welder, and I'm like the third generation metal handler. Mine stuff is called art. There's functional pieces.
Drum grew up in Warren in Southington, Ohio, and originally planned to be a veterinarian or a doctor. But he says undiagnosed dyslexia and a brutal calculus course nudged him towards art classes. In the late 50s, he worked as a graduate assistant at Kent State and then moved to an Akron design firm for a few years before apprenticing at a local foundry. That's where he started to cast the aluminum artwork he's known for.
Fortunately, I married somebody who was a teacher, so we had some income we could eat beans and spaghetti in. We survived.
Drum says his wife Lisa is the reason the operation is still thriving after all these years. She handles the business side of things. These days, he's busy making sculptures out of discarded radio and computer parts that are then cast in aluminum or pewter.
These are very detailed. I like taking apart old electronic parts and motor parts and reorganizing them so that you don't know what they are.
But he's also working on large installation sculptures, like a series of 8-foot-tall penguins for Youngstown State University.
And then the other piece, which is one of the most exciting pieces I've done, is for LeBron James's new school.
That towering rust-colored sculpture is one of the first things people see in front of the newly opened I Promise School. The sculpture is much taller than a basketball hoop. It's called Tree of Life. Like many of Drum's installations, it's really up to viewers to decide what they see.
The things that I really love, that I call my museum pieces, are non-objective. They're artwork that has no subject matter.
When I ask him where he finds his inspiration, Drum says he's not entirely sure, but he always has a project in front of him. Even in his 80s, he won't let his creative mind rest.
And I found that I need to, because I'm frightened that if a long period of time goes on where I don't create, I may lose it. Now, that sounds stupid, but I had that fear. And so I'm always feel that I need to be working or doing something.
With this week's State of the Arts, I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.